Welcome to Sensual Secrets, where we talk about how you can live in pleasure by embracing your feminine energy, finding and nurturing a deeply loving relationship, and growing into the best version of yourself. My name is Lieke Seeles, and I will be your host, guiding you on this intimate journey of self-discovery. I hope you really enjoy, and please subscribe. It would mean so much to me. Hello, beautiful souls. Today I want to talk about honoring the polarity in your relationship and leading by example through inspiration in the feminine. Oftentimes, we hear women say that they want their man to step up or their partner to step up and to act like a man and to provide, protect, and to stop acting like a little boy. But then, do we look in a mirror and do we reflect back onto ourselves if we are actually leaning back into our feminine? Because a relationship will always balance out. If you see yourself as a whole, you and your partner as one team, and we both have masculine and feminine energies within, you as a team are a bigger unit. The masculine and feminine energy within that unit will balance out as well. So if you experience that your partner isn't masculine enough, that your partner isn't stepping up and being a man, ask yourself this question: are you being a woman? Are you being soft, nurturing, loving, caring? Are you being relaxed? Are you feeling safe to surrender? Are you taking responsibility as a woman to surrender into your feminine? One super important thing for you to be able to surrender into your feminine is that you feel safe within yourself. And how can you feel more safe within yourself? Firstly, by getting more clarity on your boundaries and what you want in life. Who are you? What's a yes? What's a no for you? Connect with your body wisdom, with your intuition, so that you get this sense of right and wrong, inner right and wrong, more and more, so that you can determine what is good for you, what isn't good for you, what do you like and what you don't like. In knowing where your boundaries are or what your boundaries are, you can then honor them yourselves, and you can make sure that others honor and respect your boundaries. By learning how to communicate your needs, your desires, by learning how to stick up for yourself, and by acting in accordance with your values, with your clarity, so that you create a cycle of success every time that you come up for your boundaries and you say no to something that doesn't feel right to you, or you say yes to something that is just so fun, no matter what society thinks of it. If it's something that is right for you, you should just go for it. And every time you listen to that inner voice, you start to build more trust. And you create that cycle of success. You empower yourself and you believe more and more that you have got your own back. In this way, you create more and more trust in yourself, which makes you feel safe. Knowing that you will exude this clarity and that you will protect yourself whenever someone else crosses over your boundaries. So having strong and firm boundaries actually gives you so much more freedom to relax, freedom to just be yourself, to feel safe so that you can surrender. Because you don't need the masculine to step up to protect you for you to be able to surrender. You can find this safety within yourself first. And finding that safety to surrender also goes hand in hand with nervous system regulation, with emotional regulation. How much can you soothe yourself? How much can you be there for yourself? How large is your capacity to hold your emotions and to process them without needing anybody else? And how calm are you in general? Is your nervous system completely wired? Are you super stressed? Or can you practice some more tools for yourself to calm down and create this baseline, this foundation of a more calm state of being? So all of these aspects help you to lean back, to relax, to connect with your creative energy, to connect with your softness, and so that you can start treating your partner from this place. And he will respond to that. Instead of taking charge of the household and mothering him, try taking a step back. Try stepping out of your controlling or criticizing self and give him the opportunity to step up in his masculinity. Because as long as you can't let go of control or micromanaging all of the little things in your daily life and in your relationship, there's no space for your partner to step up. Or when he does, you might even criticize him and bring him down, so it doesn't encourage him to do it again or to try it another time. If you want him to act like a man, stop treating him like a little boy. And you can do this, for example, by coming to him for help. Coming with a help request. Don't tell him what to do, but ask him for advice. Ask him for his help. Because the masculine loves to solve problems. He loves to be there for you. He loves to help his lady in distress. And so, instead of telling him what to do, ask him. Instead of, for example, commanding him and telling him what to do, taking the trash out, just ask him with a gentle request coming from a soft place, and you'll notice that he will be so inclined to help you. Figure out a way how you can communicate this. And then admire and praise his masculine characteristics, his masculine aspects, even in the small things, like really appreciating how he took care of that dinner reservation, or how he is fixing a leaking toilet, or how he helped you restore your blocked laptop. When you do these things, when you put in this work and you're able to lean back into your feminine, because of the balance that will always exist in the polarity between masculine and feminine, your partner will start to balance out the masculine energy where there is a void now. And if you are in a relationship, I do think it's very valuable for you both to be aware of this process, that you, for example, want to lean back more into your feminine and you want him to step up in his masculine. Don't tell him that he should step up in his masculine. Just take your own responsibility and discuss how you will both balance this new dynamic out when you will lean back more into your feminine. And so when you can work on this as a team, your progress will be so much easier and faster. That doesn't mean that it can't be done if your partner doesn't want it, if your partner isn't open to this. I think the most important thing you need for this to work and to shift a dynamic in a relationship is good communication, so that you don't have any expectations without your partner knowing about it. So that you can discuss which obstacles you are both coming across, how we can help each other in overcoming them. Explain to your partner what you are working on and how you feel about this, and talk to him about why you want to do this, so that he is fully on board as well, because you both will benefit. And if you feel like your partner isn't open to work on this, I suggest you start doing the work by yourself, and then experience if your partner will subconsciously level out this new created dynamic. And rest assured, this won't happen overnight. But if you really feel like you have shifted into your feminine and you're not experiencing any changes on his side, then it might be a good idea to evaluate if you can still stay together or if you can still grow together. Is there any other way that you can help him to balance out the relationship? Or is there any other balance that you can be happy with in this relationship? And then if you're single and you want to attract a masculine man, instead of only having so many demands or wishes on your list to tick off, like my man, my beautiful dream man needs to be this, this, and this, and I'm not taking anything less, I suggest you take your responsibility as well and you reflect back onto yourself how you can match with a partner like this. When you stay in your masculine survival mode, there won't be any energetic space for a masculine man to come in. You won't match with a masculine energy. You will likely attract a more feminine man. And if you're sick and tired of that, then babe, I suggest you do some work on yourself so that you are embodying and integrating your feminine energy into yourself. And that is, by the way, definitely a sign that you are in your masculine energy. If you are dating and you're constantly complaining that there are no real men out there, or that men are too soft, or that they don't show up, all of these things are just a projection of yourself. So always look into the mirror and say, okay, where do I need to change to attract a more beautiful partner? And one of the beautiful benefits of polarizing your relationship more is that you will invigorate your sex life again. Because when you're both leveled out in your masculine and feminine energy, there's no strong attraction, because the magnetism only exists between two extreme poles, or it exists way stronger. When you lean more into your feminine or your masculine and your partner does the opposite, that's when the fire starts burning. And so you can truly go into these extremes as well, into the extreme embodiment of the feminine or the masculine in the bedroom. And then you can also switch it up. It might be that you want to take the masculine role sometimes in the bedroom. But the thing is, when you become more aware of embodying these energies, you can play around with them and you can evaluate in which situations it's more beneficial for you to embody which one. You can switch, for example, between embodying your masculine energy in a business environment, and then when you come home to your partner, you can switch into your feminine, into your romantic relationship. So you don't have to stick to one role or one balance the whole time. It really depends on which situation. And the more you are aware of this, the more you can be flexible and change throughout your day. And as this balance changes throughout your day within yourself, these polarities also change throughout your relationship, and they tend to level out, especially as you get more comfortable with each other. Or for example, when you work together and you see each other more as business partners than as a romantic partner. Or you just get to know each other so well and you're so comfortable in all aspects with your partner. It's very helpful to evaluate regularly where your polarity in your relationship is at in the moment, with your sex life being such a good indicator for this. And then you can evaluate for yourself if you as a single or you with a partner are both happy with the current dynamic, or you want to change things up. And I'll leave it at that. Have a beautiful day.